It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland. I'm joined by Journal Record senior reporter Sarah Terry Cobo. Sarah, thank you so much for talking with us.
Great to be here, Jacob.
Now, Sarah, I want to talk about a new $40 million railway spur and transportation loading center near Kingfisher. Mm-hmm. The new center will help accommodate increased drilling this year in the scoop and stack oil plays by increasing the amount of sand that could be hauled to the area.
Right.
Now, there's quite a bit to unpack here, so let's start with the drilling projections. What are energy analysts saying about drilling in Oklahoma this year?
Well, we haven't seen any company drilling plans just yet, but in general, when oil prices rise above a certain point, then operators are more likely to drill more wells. The break-even price, as they call it, is roughly between $40 per barrel and $50 per barrel, depending on the company size and where they're drilling. And crude has been hovering in the mid-50s to low-60s per barrel for the last few months, so most think there will be more drilling this year compared to last year.
So more hydraulic fracturing means an increased demand for sand, mm-hmm. which is used in the fracking process.
Yep.
Is that why Houston-based Solaris Oilfield Infrastructure is constructing this hub in Kingfisher?
Yes, in part. So they say they chose Kingfisher because they got a spot right off the railroad right next to Highway 81. From there, you can easily get to a lot of wells in the stack play by driving north, or you can drive south for about an hour and a half and get to the scoop play. And behind the Permian Basin in West Texas, the scoop and the stack plays are the hottest in the nation.
Well, tell us a little bit about this hub that could be coming to Kingfisher. I mean, what all will be there?
Right. So they are building a rail spur off of a Union Pacific rail line. It's about 300 acres of what used to be farmland. And that will include a loop so trains can pull in. And eventually it will include these tall silos that will hold the sand. So trains come in, they unload the sand into the silos, and then trucks come in and load the sand into their trucks and take it to the well site. And there's expansion space there to add two more of those slots that are just about the same size as the first phase.
So what do city officials in Kingfisher think about all this activity?
Well, they're very excited about the money, which could be up to $40 million. That will provide a boost to the whole region, even though it's not in Kingfisher city limits, that rail spur. But they're pretty wary about the number of trucks that could come with it. So the amount of sand that a train can carry, a full train, is 120 rail cars. It would take 400 trucks or more just to unload a single train. And a train can come in and unload, and trucks can load all that sand up in 48 hours.
So that's a lot of trucks on the roads there around
right.
Kingfisher.
Mm-hmm.
What are Solaris and local leaders doing to accommodate all of the additional truck traffic?
It's a bit of a work in progress, but Solaris folks say this project overall is going to reduce the number of truck miles that are driven now because they're consolidating routes. So rather than driving from other sand terminals that are like 100 miles away or farther, that's also why they chose a spot right near the highway. But they're talking to ODOT. Solaris folks are talking to ODOT with the county commissioners to upgrade some of those rural roads nearby, and then also to add some signs to make sure those contract truckers, because they're contractors, stay on those main roads and away from residential areas.
So you've talked about all of these tons and tons and tons of sand that'll be coming to this area. Where does that sand come from in the first place?
Well, that's a great question. I don't really know. There are some sand mines in Wisconsin, but I'm not really sure where this particular sand originates.
Sarah Terry Cobo is a senior reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Sarah, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. It's great to be here, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter @JournalRecord and @KGOU News.